Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever.
Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly pray that, as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple, so we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Malachi. Thus says the Lord, see, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading Psalm 84. How dear to me is your dwelling, O God of hosts. My soul has a desire and longing for your courts. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God. The sparrow has found her a house, and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young. By the side of your altars, O God of hosts, my ruler and my God. Happy are they who dwell in your house. They will always be praising you. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way. Those who go through the desolate valley will find it a place of springs, for the early rains have covered it with pools of water. They will climb from height to height. The God of gods will be revealed in Zion. O God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than a thousand in my own room, and to stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For God is both sun and shield, and will give grace and glory. No good thing will God withhold for those who walk with integrity. O God of hosts, Happy are they who put their trust in you. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. In just a minute, we're going to do one of our first Sunday activities having to do with the prayers of the people. For those of you who aren't regulars here, on the first Sunday of the month, instead of having the children in godly play while we're in here for the first half of the service, the children are in here with us, and so we adapt the service to try to make it a little more child-friendly and intergenerational. We change the music. We don't have a sermon usually and things like that. So I'm going to get to our interactive prayers of the people in a moment, but I need to start by reading to you a letter from our bishop, Bishop Megan Traquair, that she asked to be read in every church service in our diocese this morning. So this is from Bishop Megan. It begins with a quote from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Beloved people of God, I am hearing daily stories from immigrants and their friends about the confusion and distress they face as their lives have turned upside down by the fear of the unknown, of separation and potential violence. The care and support we offer arises directly from biblical mandates in the Old and New Testaments, and specifically from our Savior Jesus, to love our neighbor. Here is a short list of examples, in addition to the Matthew passage that opens this message. And she goes on to list passages from Leviticus, the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, from Romans, Galatians, and James. As a Christian denomination, we have a long history of offering loving service to immigrant families. When conflict erupts abroad, new families seek refuge here, and we are blessed by their work and presence. Indeed, we are a nation filled with immigrants from many generations and all corners of the world. In the Episcopal Diocese of Northern California, we will continue to support neighbors of all sorts, equipping them with food, childcare, education, and information to know their rights. These are tangible acts of mercy, and our spiritual work is even deeper. We are a people of prayer, praying for all elected leaders and those in need every Sunday. We are a people growing in Christ. We know God is cultivating a spirit of loving kindness in our congregations and in our hearts. We are a people who are welcoming. People who feel tossed by chaos and fear can find a safe haven with us. We are a people with a living relationship to Christ. We can listen deeply and compassionately to those who feel alone. We are a people called to walk with each other. We accompany all who walk a difficult road, even as we ourselves are being companioned by our Savior. We are a people called by Christ to pray and give persistent, loving service. This is how we love our neighbor. As we learn to navigate the changes affecting our houses of worship and funding for aid programs, we will be convening sessions with experts to help ensure we understand our rights and responsibilities. We will share details on these educational opportunities as they are solidified. Despite the emerging challenges to our work, we continue to be guided by our church's mission to love our neighbors. And she ends with a passage from Ephesians. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, being rooted and grounded in love. In Christ, Megan M. Traquair, Bishop, Episcopal Diocese of Northern California. At our 8 o'clock service, after reading this, I gave a sermon, which will be available on our website and on YouTube and those places. So if you're interested in hearing more about how we are responding to various crises and how to love our neighbors, I would commend that to you. And also these immigration, know your rights, know about immigration law panels and discussions that are coming up soon. And more information about that is in your yellow sheet, our announcement sheet, and also, of course, online. So it's not easy, but I want to turn from this topic. And as I said, on First Sundays, we try to find ways to bring our rituals and our traditions to life. And this Sunday, once again, we're focusing on the prayers of the people. So everyone should have in their pews, at the end of each pew, there are index cards and pens. I hope we have enough for everybody. The idea is that you all are going to help me write the prayers of the people today, including, of course, all of you gathered up front, because sometimes our kids have the very best prayers. And if you are not familiar with how we do our prayers in the Episcopal Church, all of our worship comes out of the Book of Common Prayer in one way or another, or sometimes there are additions to that prayer book that come out of our general convention every 3 years. But one of the few places where the prayer book says, this is just a template and you don't have to use our exact words, is in the prayers of the people. So we're actually encouraged for prayers to come up from the people, and that's what we're trying to do today. On a normal Sunday, when we have written prayers of the people, we still really want to encourage you to speak your prayers out loud, but we know that as a rule, Episcopalians are a little shy, a little reserved. We're not all used to doing that. And so every once in a while, we give you this option to write them down instead. The one thing that it does say in the prayer book is that there are certain categories of prayer that we try to include every Sunday. So once again, I've written them up here. The prayers that we try to include every Sunday are for church leaders. So that could be the lay leaders all around us, your vestry and other lay leaders, and it can also include clergy. A lot of times we'll pray there for our bishop, our presiding bishop, and other clergy by name. The second category is leaders in the world. So we are praying for justice, peace, and the common good, that the leaders of nations and of communities will lead in a way where justice, peace, and the common good are prioritized. The third category is the earth and all creation. This is not a new thing, even though maybe creation care and the ideas around climate change are sort of new to our conversations in the church. We've actually been praying for creation for decades, and so that could be, sometimes I put, you know, my animal friends there, sometimes it's for something going on in with our weather, and sometimes just giving thanks for the fruitfulness of the earth. Number four, everyone we love. So we also try to give thanks when we pray. A lot of these prayers are asking for things, asking for blessings, asking for help, but and we can certainly ask for the things for people we love, but also sometimes we just say thank you. Everyone who is hurting. So often this is where we pray for people on our parish prayer list. If you haven't put a name on a parish prayer list, but you know somebody, I think we all know somebody who maybe is in the hospital or is just having a hard time, maybe somebody who's sick, whoever that is, or maybe a whole category of people that you're worried about who are hurting for various reasons. That's one thing we always do, is pray for people who are hurting. And then finally, everyone who has died. This isn't always in the same order, but we try to hit all of these categories most Sundays. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to give you a little time to sit and think about one or two prayers that you would like to write on an index card. There will be silence, and then there will be a little music. And when the music starts, I'm going to get some baskets, and I'm going to be here ready to collect your prayers. And then we're going to read those out later, but probably not all of them. There's probably not going to be time to read all of them, but they will all be put on the altar when the time comes for us to do to bring forward our offerings and place them on the altar. So for now, I just ask you to write out one or two short prayers that you want to send in or have us collect in a few minutes. Thank you.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation, and came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
For the prayers, as I said, I am going to read out some of the prayers that you all shared. I think you can be seated for the prayers today. They're a little different than how we normally do them. So, and as you're listening, you can just close your eyes and be praying. You can be thinking about how these categories of different prayers maybe help guide us as we send our intentions to God. Dear God, please help me be the person that I want to be, and help me to have the accomplishments that I want. To be grateful, to be kind, to be hardworking, and to have faith in you. Thank you, Lord, for all the kind people who light up our days. For those who were raised in the fear and coldness and isolation of the rich and ruling class, may they encounter compassion and love enough to heal that devastated inner young one who is still deep inside. For church leaders, leaders in the world, everyone we love, everyone who is hurting, everyone who has died. We pray for animals, God's creation. Heavenly Father, thank you. You have been and continue to be merciful. Please heal Hannah and Black Kitty. They are your creations and need your help. I have hope and faith in you. You are the way and the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. We have prayers from Zoom, including for health and for immigrants, for grandmother, perseverance. We pray for perseverance, for a thank you prayer for health of family and friends and neighbors, and an opportunity to welcome new life. We pray for Hector and Vanessa. We pray, you guys wrote so many beautiful prayers for the common good, that the leaders who represent our better, more generous instincts as a people may find ways to resist and overcome hatred, small-mindedness, and fear. We pray, I'm trying to find some of the kids' prayers, more prayers from Zoom, for safety, for health, for healing. We pray to be with all those with disabilities, for loving, caring parents and caregivers, and for all people of color and the LGBTQ community. We pray for Bishop Megan and Presiding Bishop Sean. continues a little more patience, a prayer for patience. I love that. For everyone who is hurting, for if you are living in fear or discomfort, may God's grace give them physical and spiritual strength. Oh my goodness, there are so many beautiful prayers. I think what I'm going to have to do, I didn't know there would be such an outpouring, is I am going to promise that this is a prayer for belief, for the depth of our belief, that I will pray all these prayers during the week, and they will be taken care of, they will be prayed over. We pray for rain that refreshes the earth, I love that. And for church leaders, we pray for those who are transgender, that they may experience safety, belonging, and joy. And I will continue to pray over these. So these are going to come up on our altar today. Lots of prayers for comfort and healing, for various leaders, for children, for the church's guidance in hard times. We have a prayer for food and a drawing prayer. I love the drawing prayers. We pray today for peace in the Holy Land. All kinds of prayers for peace in various places, for civil servants. Let me try a few more. I think there's another prayer in here for rain, for our neighbors, for Sarah. Another prayer for Sarah. I don't know if it's the same Sarah. For frogs and toads and turtles and their flourishing. For the healing of hearts and forgiveness of anger and hurt among families. Prayers for the M family. Prayers for Vicky. For elected leaders of our country to be blessed with wisdom, compassion, and deep listening. For our dog, our two grandmas, our two cousins, and Mother Pamela. Pray for my favorite horse, Junior Mint, to be better, to be able to ride again. For Brianna, for federal workers, for people in the military, for Oliver, for our family, for Momo and Pippin, and for all migrants seeking safety and a new life in a strange land, may they find welcome and support. As you can see, the prayers that are on our hearts today are varied, and yet there are commonalities in the way we ask for some for ourselves and so much for others. Compassion is so much at the heart of our faith, and I feel that in the prayers that you all are offering. And I want you to know that your prayers will be prayed again. They will be treated with all the dignity and love that they deserve. So thank you for your prayers. One of the things we do when we say the prayers of the people is the priest is asked to end with a collect. That's a prayer that kind of brings together lots of ideas into one big idea. So I am going to pray one of the collects from our prayer book. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people in the multitude of your mercies. Look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. We have a lot of announcements in our yellow sheet. I always say that, but it always seems to be true. It's really wonderful to see all of you here today. I know sometimes it's a little hard to come out when it's rainy and cold, but I appreciate it, and I appreciate hearing your prayers. And we have, this is what the first Sunday service is for. Everyone gets to be whoever they are, and we love it. If you are a newcomer, I'm springing this on the ushers early, but they are going to be handing out those little bags. You have to raise your hand just so they know who you are. We won't embarrass you by asking you to say anything or introduce yourself, but they have welcome bags that have goodies in them. There might be chocolate. So please raise your hands so that we know who you are. If you're not, even if it's not your first time here, but you just have never received one of our welcome bags, we would love to hand those out to you. We really like to be able to be in touch with you via email, if that's possible for you to give us that information. It helps us to send you just weekly updates about what's going on and hopefully get to know you better. Today after church, there is coffee hour. It's going to be in the parish hall because of the rain. So if you don't know where that is, ask a neighbor as you're leaving, and we'll definitely point you in the right direction. Also, at 3:00, I hope some of you will come, not back here, but to the Lutheran Church of the Incarnation, LCI, and join us for the annual gathering we call Celebration of Abraham. It's an interfaith gathering. It's a time for us to really get to know our neighbors better. When we love our neighbors as ourselves, that includes trying to get to know them. So I will be giving a very brief 5-minute presentation there. There will also be Jewish and Muslim faith leaders there. And then the rest of the time, it's interactive. You talk to people at a table, we sing a song. So I really encourage you to go to that. Lots of info here. You okay?
Oh dear.
You did it. You're good. Well done. You got yourself back up. Look at that. There's information about how to look at our annual report. Your giving statements were sent out on Friday, so lots happening on here. Also, we have more potlucks coming up, and we're looking for a couple of more hosts for those in the spring. And lots of interest in our Vacation Bible School among some of the interfaith and ecumenical leaders I've been talking to in Davis. So if you think you might have a child or a grandchild who would like to be part of that, or if you might be able to devote even just a couple of hours to helping us organize that, we would love to hear from you. And then, as I said, there are immigration workshops, Know Your Rights workshops that are coming up online. There's information about those two that are happening this week. You do have to register for them, and then there are going to be more coming up in future weeks, so we'll keep you posted about all of that. Sorry, that was a long set of announcements, but there's kind of a lot happening. We do also, if you're new here, you don't know this, we try briefly on Sundays to share any major celebrations or milestones that we have as members of the community. I don't think we received any in advance. It helps if you send them in, but I see a hand up. Yes. Mark Brothers had a birthday. Yay, Nancy. Oh, Nancy's son, Rob, is a little older than I am. I always love hearing that. Diane, you have a birthday coming up this week, right? Yes. David's birthday is on Tuesday. Lovely. Happy. We have a lot of birthdays. Yes.
My wife's birthday and on the same
day. Your 60th wedding anniversary? Wow. As well as your lovely bride's birthday. That's amazing. Okay, I'm slowly backing up to see. Yes.
Amy's birthday was on Friday, and she turned 3.
Oh my gosh, a number 3 birthday. Yay, we love that. I thought I saw somebody over here. Anybody over here?
Pamela.
Yes. Oh, my friends in the choir. Yes.
Today would be my mother's 112th birthday.
We never forget our moms.
Always in my heart.
Oh, a heavenly birthday of 112. Wonderful. Well, if you will turn to page 4, we have a prayer that we say together for celebrations and milestones. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We will have communion in two stations today, as we have been doing for some time. This is likely to change during Lent, but not yet. So come forward down the middle aisle to receive communion. On this side, I intinct the bread into the wine and hand it to you. It's helpful if your hand is out, so I can just place it there. On this side, the bread and the wine are separate, and you can receive them separately. You drink from the chalice. There's no intinction on this side. All of our bread is gluten-free and vegan, so hopefully it's okay for everyone to consume. And it's homemade, but we really love and are grateful for those people who make it for us. If you are not sure about receiving communion, you can come forward and cross your arms, which indicates that you'd just like to receive a blessing. We can also bring communion to you if it's hard for you to come forward. But all are welcome, invited to receive communion. That's regardless of age or denomination, and we just love having you here. Walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Next to joy that Mary had, this was a
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "Take, this is my body, given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Please rise as we send out our Eucharistic visitors and pray with them. For those who are newer here, you may not know that at least a couple of times a month, we take communion that has been blessed during one of our services, and we bring it to people who are not able to come to church for health reasons or other reasons. And so this is our table being extended out into our community.
Maria and Joni, we send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those whom you visit will share in Christ's body and blood.
We who are many are one body because we all share one bread, one cup.
Our prayers go with you.
Let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace, and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. May Christ, the Son of God, be manifest in you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.